This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he's been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And are you that exceptional American that I'm talking to? If you're listening to this radio show, you are. So welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. Big day. A lot of things happening. Jeff Sessions is up on the Hill to testify again. The circus continues. Donald Trump needs to fire Mueller. Hello, that would probably be another big part of draining the swamp. As we talked in the last hour, Mueller is bringing in all the old horses from, the Clintons and Obamas and all this other good stuff. And, well, he needs to go because he's relying on people that want to take Donald Trump down. Now, why would you have a special prosecutor out there floating around when you don't need him? Because there is no there. Anyway, with us right now is co-host of Agenda 21 Radio and also writer for Breitbart, Chris Street. And Chris is breaking news right now. This is a huge story, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about China and what is really truly going on in China. China has a $5 trillion problem. And here to explain it to you is our Chris Street. And Chris, reminiscent of the Orange County bankruptcy days?
Well, Paul, I think that every crisis has its experts, after the crisis. All the experts before the crisis talk about how it's so wonderful because the way that markets work is they go up very, very slowly over a long period of time in incremental steps, but they go, they may take the escalator on the way up, but they take the express elevator on the way down. And so, you know, one of the reasons you have crisis is this false sense of security. And if you look right now in markets all over the world, the volatility of stocks, their movements during the day is measured by something called the VIX. And the VIX is sort of, you know, if stocks rotate up and down every day, it says there are a lot of people optimistic, but a lot of people fearful. And so you have a higher number. Right now you have the lowest trending number since 2007. What happened after the happy times of 2007?
Oh, well, 2008, and things just collapsed.
Well, that's right, Paul. They actually don't collapse. They go through the normal throw-up cycle, you know, and then the weak willies get wiped out, and the big money usually ends up owning, getting richer for the experience. Having said that, China is the ultimate crapshoot in that you've got an economy that in the early 1990s devalued their currency tremendously. Essentially, China went from a dollar for labor in exchange of in U.S. ways of thinking down to about 33 cents. So if your labor cost a third less and your inputs cost two-thirds less and you were competing against someone else, those lower exchange rates, the lower value of the Chinese currency, the higher value of the European and U.S. currencies would make your exports wildly attractive. So I understand that there's capitalism and there's socialism, but if capitalism cuts the value of their currency tremendously or socialism does, you will get a massive change in the terms of trade. And that's what really China's secret was. They had this really, really cheap exchange rate, which meant that they sucked in basically the entire manufacturing sector of the world. And that was a lot of fun, except that over time, you need this thing called productivity. And China doesn't really have productivity. You know, they don't focus on great management skills. They focus on size and volume. And, of course, they built up the largest steel industry in the world. They actually had a capacity for about 110% of all the steel demand in the world.
Wow.
So, I mean, if steel costs, if steel has a cost to export, you know, puts the cost higher, then actually Chinese steel prices crashed. And they've taken down about 32% of the entire steelmaking industry. If they take down the steelmaking industry, they've taken down the coal digging industry.
Yeah.
And when you get to China, you'll find that there's 1,000 riots a day because they're actually laying off people. Now, I believe
1,000 riots a day?
Every day.
Wow.
Every day. And these are violent riots, just like the Rust Belt in the U.S. If you lose your job as a steelmaker, those good wages, you're never going to see them again.
Mm.
And that makes people angry, and they usually, you know, lash out at anybody that's close. First the managers and then the government. So
now, let me start with you. I remember you telling me this quite a while ago, that these riots and people committing suicide and things like that, just sort of it's just a way of life over there for a lot of these workers.
Well, it's the way of life for people whose entire life was changed by the Industrial Revolution, and the Industrial Revolution is going away. They remember what their old life was.
Right.
They have a lot to lose here. This only happened in the last 35 years, Paul, so it's not that far away from their memory. So having said that, the government has two choices. They can radically devalue the currency again and make China competitive. They need to devalue the Chinese currency by about 22%. That worked just great, except that it would cause, you know, retaliation from the United States and Europe and everyone else. So they can't devalue their currency for the tremendous economic boom they got the last time. Their other choice, and it's pretty straight up, is they need to take down capacity. Mm-hmm. But, you know, taking down capacity, Paul, means firing people.
Yeah, getting rid of people and fewer jobs, obviously.
And they're trying to do it slowly right now with 1,000 riots a day.
That just sounds so bizarre.
So I'm saying it gets a lot worse if you talk. Remember the scale of China?
Oh, yeah, it's enormous.
Essentially 4 times the United States.
Yeah.
So what I see internally in China is that the banks who've been running this game, because in the U.S., a bank.
Got 30 seconds, Chris.
Yeah. U.S., a bank takes a dollar deposit, can make $13 in loans. In China, they take a dollar of deposits and make $48 of loans. So the leverage is 4 times higher. And we'll talk about that when we come back.
Well, so the leverage monster is here with us. We can see that. And they're trying to assuage all their population. I guess it's just overpopulation time in China. I was wondering if Jerry Brown, just sheer speculation on my part, Chris, if Jerry Brown went over there to talk to Xi Jinping about population control for China, as opposed to some sort of carbon agreements over here in America. And, you know, going through this Logan Act violation, I mean, sheer speculation on my part. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. More Chris Street here coming at you on Agenda 21 Radio. And please make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com. We'll be right back with more of Chris Street on Agenda 21 Radio.
Well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Chris Street, and we're talking about China. $5 trillion is their problem. and we're kind of laying it out for you as to why $5 trillion is their problem. This is going to be a huge, huge issue. And you're in front of the story, ladies and gentlemen, because nobody else has it. Chris has it. Nobody else does. So, Chris, let's spell it out for everybody, this problem of $5 trillion. They've tried to have to kind of let everybody down slowly. Doesn't seem like it's working. They still have these 1,000 riots per day, which is just phenomenal to think about. These are bloodthirsty riots, too, aren't they?
Oh, no, no. These are very violent. These are people who understand that they're going back to two bowls of rice. You know, their sort of Western, somewhat Western standard of living is going back to two bowls of rice, and they get to go back to the countryside and live on the farm, you know, picking it with the chickens. You know, you're talking, the song is burning down the house. This is a really big house. this is somebody who hasn't faced these problems in 30 years. In fact, the last time China faced these problems were in the early 90s. And what was the big thing that happened in the early 90s, Paul?
Bill Clinton.
The collapse of the Soviet Union.
Right.
And when that happened, it took down the economy of all the communist countries, including China. So China did a deal with the U.S., and the deal was you get rid of, you know, aggressive communism
worldwide,
and we'll give you access to our markets, and we'll let you drastically devalue your currency, and everybody was happy. Except when they did that, about 40% of all of the loans in China went upside down, and the government had to buy them in. So you went through 5 years of restructuring where people, you know, in this capitalism era, the first 5 years is pretty nasty because people are closing factories and closing activities. And then, of course, it came back on the other side of it because it was cheap. Now you're in this situation where they have taken every idea that capitalism could come up with, and they have talked to the shadiest people possible and leveraged it to an extreme that no one else has ever done. For example, when the savings and loan crisis and the 2008 Great Recession started, the United States had the ridiculous leverage of for every dollar deposit in a bank, they could lend it to 26 times. So if you take 26 and divide it into 100, that means you got about 4 cents on the dollar collateral, Paul. And so if a loan goes bad by more than, say, 4 cents, the bank goes bad. Now, China has taken that 26 and they've gone to 48, which means they got about 2 cents on the dollar of collateral reserve for write-downs if the banks fail. So the banks got into trouble. What was the answer? The answer is the same thing the savings and loans did, and it's usually smaller banks, not the big, big banks. So they start bidding up the cost of deposits. They call you, now they text you on something called WeChat, and constantly these people in China are being inundated with offers for CDs. There are $5 trillion of CDs in China.
Oh, boy. And
this is not what's called deep long-term investment money. This rolls over every 90 days. And the first big rollover is going to take place on June 30th. There'll be another big rollover on August 30th, an even bigger one on September 30th. So what will, you know, this is the bug looking for the windshield
of the high-speed train. So what's going to happen? They're not going to be able to come up with that.
Well, it's not that they aren't be able to come up with it. I think this is an engineered process by the government of China. You know, there's two ways to solve these issues. One is, you know, the government intervenes and makes everybody take their cod liver oil, or the markets intervene and you have a worldwide crisis and revolution. I mean, there are only two ways to resolve this problem. You cannot devalue the currency without, you know, getting the kind of crisis that you're trying to avoid.
Okay, so what is your thought on this? What do you think what is this going to lead to?
478,000. That's a very important number. I want people to remember that number, 478,000. That's the number of Chinese bureaucrats who've been arrested. Xi Jinping came in power.
Right.
So you keep hearing these stories about how they're putting the bad guys in jail. Well, it happens to be the anybody who could possibly be political competition in jail. Xi Jinping has now got the kind of power that Mao had, and he's about to exercise it. What he's going to do is, in China, you have essentially seven different countries. They had warlords, and they have, you know, sort of came together, but there was always the risk of it falling apart.
Right.
Xi Jinping is now the warlord. He squashed all the other warlords, and his biggest issue is wiping out all of this incredible leverage that's taken place in these provinces across the countryside. So small banks are starting to have risks of being unable to roll over their CDs. And when you get something called Xinhua, which is the Chinese government mouthpiece or news agency, you know, it's our CNN, right?
Right. Right.
So anyway, Xinhua said 2 days ago that Chinese financial markets may be in for a month of cash squeeze pressure, but a liquidity crunch is unlikely to happen. Yeah, when the government says there's about to be a cash squeeze, you can be assured that they're telling you it's going to be a serious cash squeeze.
Yeah, especially there if they're coming out and telling you right. something like that. This is not a small deal. So are they? You're saying that the Chinese government? I mean, it'd be prudent on their part, and I know you advise the Chinese government actually in many ways.
Well, I advise entities.
What you're saying is that it looks like the Chinese government is trying to manage this.
This is sort of like, remember the Federal Reserve? They said, you know, the Federal Reserve's job is, you know, when the party really gets going, to take away the punch bowl.
Right.
Raise interest rates before people go do stupid things and create inflation.
Right.
But of course, that's politically very brave thing to do, because normally what happens when you're brave in government is you get fired.
Right.
So when you're willing to go along with the party and everybody gets good and drunk, you know, and then the cops come, you know, that's sort of what's not supposed to happen. But generally, that's what crashes are all about, is that no one wanted to take the responsibility of reining in this fund. In China, they really have no choice. They can't devalue. They're losing market share. They're subsidizing these companies. It's time to have them take their cod liver oil. And when government agencies are actually telling you this is happening, you really should listen.
Well, okay. The situation, as we see it, or as you're explaining to me, is that this is going to be something that's going to start to cycle through here by the end of June. We're going to start to see it again, the ugly little monster, by the end of August. And when we come back from the break, I want to find out what's the implications for the United States and the rest of the world in this. And especially if something goes afoul, something doesn't quite happen like they think it's going to happen. I think that's probably a big question to be asking at this point in time about what's happening in China. And anyway, so we got more Chris Street coming up here. We're coming up to a break right now. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. And or you can email me, paul@a21r.com. How about that one? Stay with us. More to come here from Chris Street on Agenda 21 Radio.
Doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with Chris Street. We're talking about China and the $5 trillion short, I guess you can say, in term investment scheme that they've got going on. It's almost just like, in a sense, the Orange County bankruptcy and people trying to get themselves out of debt. But the issue with China, it's so big. It shouldn't be failing because it's so big. But Chris, I got a question for you. With all this impending doom and gloom, so to speak, because you got the June 30th deadline and also you got a deadline coming up in August for the rollover of this debt, is this have anything to do with the resignation of Jeffrey Immelt from General Electric?
Absolutely none. That's all, you know. There, everyone will come up with these side stories. You know, this is big, that's little, blah, blah, blah. The really big issues going on right now are the competition for money. Now, it doesn't make any sense that America is suffering really high rates of inflation and interest rates are going down on government bonds. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. That doesn't supposed to make any sense because, you know, we live in a, you know, a capitalist economy where, you know, inflation creates, you know, takes away from returns for investors and
right.
They want rates. That's all fine and dandy, except who are the investors? Now, if you're Chinese or if you're an international investor and you start to see trouble coming, especially the Chinese government, which is really, really big in playing the money market, then you want to get into the safest investments possible. So you have all this international money flowing in to the U.S. government bond market. So it's pushing U.S. government bond market yields down. And, you know, that's very confusing to people who live in a flat earth.
Flat earth society, of course. So I guess the big question is that what is going to be the impact upon the United States going forward if this is not contained?
Okay. Let's set up the play. Tomorrow, the U.S. federal government, the Federal Reserve, will raise interest rates by a quarter. China then must decide, when the U.S. raises interest rates by a quarter, if they allow the yuan currency to devalue. Because higher interest rates in the U.S. makes U.S. more attractive, so it tends to drive other currencies down to adjust. Now, China can't have that happen, or they're going to have, you know, quality time with Mr. Trump.
Right.
So how are they going to – are they going to raise their own interest rates, which are already much, much higher than the U.S.? My bet is yes. And as they raise those interest rates, the competition for money is going to increase. Yeah. And real money, real big money and serious money is going to look at this and say, you know, that leverage to Chinese banks – and higher interest rates, that doesn't work. And all of a sudden, it the way these things work out is it goes from everybody's happy, happy, joy, joy to complete terror and crisis when the government finally fesses up or the banks finally fess up that they have problems. Now, China has regulators now because the Chinese government doesn't want to own these banks. And those regulators have been downgrading the Chinese banks, the small ones especially, and you could be in a you could start an immediate round of downgrades of Chinese banks. Now, don't be surprised that this is going to have nasty implications for U.S., for the U.S. and especially for governments outside of the U.S. federal government, such as California, Illinois, Connecticut. You know, they've been blessed by really, really, really low interest rates. But if interest rates are going up, all of a sudden their bad problems, you know, like California having a $1.6 billion decline in sales taxes and what's supposed to be the best economy in 30 years. You know, that means internally
that's sort of a minor little problem that Jerry Brown doesn't want to bring to the surface, right?
It's called internal rot. And all of a sudden, these things tend to accelerate. So my belief is you're going to have a crisis. You could have a big one or a mini crisis in June. You could have a bigger one in August, and then you could have a wipeout in September. But that wipeout could be just as easily be June. The bottom line to this is there's $5 trillion that has to be rolled over. And little Mr. Chinaman, you know, who's – this is all his savings.
Right,
he's
right.
He's in the bank, and he lives off this. And, of course, he's like all the poor people that put money in savings loan and shop for the highest savings loan rate. And then one day, you know, the savings loan closed, and they couldn't get their money out. That's the same thing in China. You have one or two closings of banks in China. It's going to be terror.
So
run on the banks.
So what about in California and also these other states around there that have been heavily invested?
Well, California is, you know, California is a casino with the drunk, you know, that's thinking about, you know, that's just been doing recreational drugs and is now moving into hard drugs.
Break out the heroin for Jerry Brown.
I mean, there's really no alternative, you know, for California. Remember, California is highly leveraged on tech stocks, right?
Right.
Capital gains, Silicon Valley. You just had this big hit in tech stocks. I believe that big hit is the first mover in the realization that if China is going to have an economic problem, technology companies are going to have an economic disaster. So my bet is that Silicon Valley is about to get whacked big. And when that happens, California's, you know, lousy economy is going to lose these big capital gains taxes they've been living on. And that, my friend, is called crisis.
What's going to happen to the real estate market in California under these conditions?
Right
now, it's a pretty hot market.
The problem with bull markets is as long as you can find another bull to run you over. You know, you need somebody to make money on their less expensive house to roll into the more expensive house, to roll into the more expensive house, to roll in the most expensive house.
Right,
now, I'm from Newport Beach. Big high-end real estate in Newport Beach is down 20 to 25% because they can't find that guy,
right,
that upper middle class person to roll into the very elite house. They either can't qualify or they don't have the cash flow. You talk to people who are – I talked to the biggest Infinity dealer in the western United States, and he told me that their business – you know, Infinity is sort of like Lexus, high-end.
Right.
So he told me their business is now 97% lease, which means people can't afford to really buy the car. So the manufacturer is offering them payment terms in leases for 6 to 7 years, and that's how they're clearing the business. And I said, well, what happens – what's the average payment? It goes $350. I said, well, what happens if it goes up $50? He looks at me and says, Chris, if it goes up $10, it's a disaster. If it went up $50, it would be a wipeout.
Right.
People make a payment. They don't own a car.
Well, so if I'm hearing you right, these consequences for California and what's happening in China are going to be enormous because the tech stocks have been taking a hit. And by the way, you've been reporting about this. And some of our listeners may recall you talking about this actually numerous times over the last year.
Right.
About what's happening with China, what's happening with this whole debt issue. And of course, the $5 trillion figure is just a staggering number if it doesn't roll over. But again, it's California. It's the states that actually have interesting alliances to one another and also so-called alliances even to China, which kind of explains why Jerry Brown was running over to China, which I want to get into in the next segment. I want to find out what's your opinion about why Jerry Brown was over there. Do we have enough time? Yeah, we got plenty of time. In the next segment, talk about Jerry Brown. What was he doing over there? Was Xi Jinping, was it something to do with this rollover? Was it something to do with the California economy? Or was it just all about Jerry Brown's multitude of carbon feet that he has? He's sort of like that millipede centipede comparison I was making in the last hour. He's just got these carbon footprints all over the planet. Is somebody coming up to bite him in the butt, I guess, is the big question. We'll have to find out. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and Chris Street is going to lay it out for you in the next segment. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking to Chris Street about what's going on in China. $5 trillion shortfall. They've got to roll it over, and that's coming up here at the end of this month and also August and September. Could be a critical turning point for California's economy because our economy depends so much on tech stocks. And we've got a income tax shortfall, which Jerry Brown doesn't want to talk about, which is kind of interesting. A confluence of things happening here in California. This implication of what's going on with this rollover in China is playing really, really big. Now, Chris, is this one of the reasons why Jerry Brown rushed off with the Pope's encyclical over to China?
Well, Paul, Jerry Brown is his own box of chocolates, right? I mean, here's a guy who's trying to run out the clock before the economic disaster of California implodes. So anything he can do to keep up his visibility and make himself look like a leader, because what he can't lead is the economy of California, which he's basically destroyed. I mean, California has 16 cent per kilowatt hour electric costs, and it's 8 cents in Texas for residential, and it's 6 cents in Texas for industrial. That's just a killer for business. You know, energy costs are higher as a percentage of manufacturing than labor costs are. So, you know, Jerry Brown's just out trying to be Jerry Brown.
So he's just, I mean, in fact, we're getting word right now, and I have to track this down. I'm looking at this story because it came across from one of the radio stations here in California, Northern California, that they cannot afford that there's a problem with funding for the dam repairs, which I'm putting that out to everybody. This seems pretty unreal, but
there are two types of funding, Paul. There is emergency repair funding,
right?
Emergency funding, which is, you know, when something's a crisis, there's going to be a flood or something like that. Jerry Brown has already tapped that, and you know, that could be $24 to $40 million. You know, and that's and you know, the federal government every year gets tapped by somebody. If it's not Louisiana, it's Michigan. If it's not Michigan, it's Rhode Island. If it's not Rhode Island, it's Oregon.
Right.
You know, this year it's California. I mean, that money's tapped. What they're talking about for the dam is that the more you look at this, the worse the problem is. They're getting internal into the dam, and you don't have things like, you know, grass growing on the side of the dam unless water is percolating through, seeping or percolating, whatever you want to call it, to the face of the dam. And water is bad. In a dam, water is supposed to stay on one side and it's supposed to be dry on the other side.
Right. A minor little problem in a dam that size, by the way. But this whole thing is kind of coming down to, as you said, Jerry Brown has mismanaged the economy here in California, just basically destroyed it. And depending upon taxes and so on, and of course calling us, I don't know what he calls cheapskates or loafers, whatever he called us as taxpayers. But he's been name-calling the taxpayers because you don't want to foot the bill, which brings us to another topic about there are petitions floating. And the revolt is beginning against Jerry because there's petitions, I understand, against SB1, the gas tax. You have somebody that's starting to float some petitions out there, gathering signatures.
Well, right. Travis Allen, the assemblyman from Huntington Beach, has a petition to overturn the 30-cent gas tax rise, which is going to take place in November. Now, remember, this is a clever deal that the Democrats are doing, because normally you go off of what's called summer blend in November, and you get a 15 to 17 cent drop in the price of gasoline because summer blend costs more to make than winter blend. You're not going to see that drop this year. In fact, you're going to see about a 14% rise. So they're going to hide a big piece of this. But, Paul, you know, most people, I was talking about how these leases work with my friend who's now at 97% lease in luxury cars.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if the people buying luxury cars can't afford to actually make a down payment in payments, you know, they have to suffer 24% internal rate of interest rates. I mean, that's telling you where the economy is going. And Newport Beach, high-end, top-end real estate, crashing 25%. You know, the PoFo got to become the middle class, and the middle class got to become the upper middle class, and the upper middle class got to become the rich class to buy those kind of houses. And the way real estate works is the high-end stuff stops going up and starts going down first when the lower people can't move up. That's what you got in California. You've got this trap.
Well, the question, I got a question from the Wiki man here who just texted me. He says, why would China want to do business with an entity who is in a bigger economic mess than itself?
Oh, please, come on. I mean, China gets to export gazillion dollars worth of products to the U.S. I mean, this is a really lucrative deal that was set up, you know, and quite frankly, it was set up by, you know, first George Bush as a way to get rid of communism. It was a brilliant idea. Let's make China become pro-capitalism, and then they'll have a dog in the hunt for capitalism. They won't want to be, you know, world communism and revolutionaries. And it worked great, except that there was the other side of it where it worked too great. Now, you know, we've kind of gone through that cycle. America's paid a price. And America's on the rise, and it's all about energy, ladies and gentlemen, because China doesn't have fracking. America does. So it's really the United States that's causing this problem. It's what's good for the United States is not good for China.
So I guess the question is, and in this segment I only have a few more seconds, but the Chinese are going to start suffering. We're going to start continuing to grow. And as hopefully as Jerry Brown departs, California will be on the mend. And it seems like the Democratic Party, I think, is really starting to suffer because of the Oroville Dam and Jerry Brown's taxes and everything else. Would you agree?
Well, Paul, the comeuppance is happening. Puerto Rico's in bankruptcy. Connecticut's close. Illinois is close. And California's right there and the biggest of all.
Well, listen, hang on, Chris. We got a break coming up. When we come back, we're going to finish this hour with Chris Street. And visit our website at agenda21radio.news. We have all of Chris Street's recent articles up there on our agenda21radio.news website. So stay with us. More to come here. Visit, you can email me, paul@a21r.com also.
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
And my rock, my son Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's All Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
We're with Chris Street here on Agenda 21 Radio, and Chris, can I get you to stay for the first part of the next hour, because I wanted to ask you about Puerto Rico, and maybe we can wrap up here in the next, we've got 45 seconds to close on what's going to happen in China vis-a-vis California.
Well, Paul, the Federal Open Market Committee right now is meeting, and first it'll be a two-day meeting, and tomorrow they will announce their results. This is the Federal Reserve, and they will probably raise interest rates by 0.25%. If they raise interest rates by 0.25%, that'll put a lot of pressure on China. If China lets interest, they either let interest rates go up, or they can try to buy it down. If interest rates go up, you are now starting into crisis zone.
And now, what's your best bet on China? You're just going to wait to see what happens in America?
It's either crisis in June, biggest crisis in June, biggest crisis in August, and biggest crisis in September. The problem with understanding that a crisis is coming is they usually shock you and come earlier than you think.
Yeah. Anyway, Chris, stay with us. We got Chris Street coming back in the next hour. We're going to talk about Puerto Rico and what it means in terms of new statehood for Puerto Rico. And, of course, there's the North State Initiative to try and form a new state out of Northern California. What does that all mean? And Chris Street's going to be with us here in the next hour to talk about that because, you know, he's a Northern California guy anyway, believe it or not. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, 821r.com, and my email is paul@821r.com. And as I say at this point in the show, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21. Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151.